We need to be able to recognize our unpeaceful, uncontrolled minds. If we can recognize them, then we can reduce them. Okay? By applying temporary opponents. Reduce means reduce in their power and frequency. Okay? It's like a reduction is like a temporary abandonment. Okay? Like we're not angry for a while. Okay? Like that. But anger may come back. But we're able to control it, like at the dinner table or something like this, you know. So we can control it, or we're getting better. In certain situations that normally we would get quite frustrated, and maybe we can reduce it or we can prevent it from arising for a while. Not permanently, but we're already reducing it and we're making progress. In fact, just recognizing it is already making progress, as we'll see. And then the last stage is to abandon. Abandon in this case means not temporary abandonment, but permanent abandonment through applying its ultimate opponent, okay, which is a wisdom mind. So recognize, reduce, and abandon. Okay, so when recognizing a delusion means we can identify it within our own mind. I know when we receive Buddhist teachings, we learn a lot about the mind, and we think, and suddenly we feel we can identify all the delusions in our family's minds, in the people we work with. We're like, oh, that's that. Oh yeah, they've got it pretty bad, you know, like that. So we need to be a little careful, because unless we have compassion for that person, because they're, if it is true that they are under the control of delusion at that time, if we don't cherish them and develop compassion, which is the appropriate response, then we might become prideful, judgmental, negative, and develop delusions ourselves. So at first, it's more important that we use Dharma more like a microscope, not like a telescope, if you know what I mean. Okay, so we're looking in, not out. Later, when we've really correctly identified our own delusions and we understand clearly their faults, how they destroy our happiness, how they cause us problems and suffering, and also how they're not easy to overcome, then we'll start to have empathy for others when we see them under the control of delusions. And then virtuous minds like compassion and so forth will arise. And then our actions will be appropriate. So very good if we look inside. So recognizing means recognizing or identifying delusions arising within our own mind, our own unpeaceful, uncontrolled states of mind. We identify them, but we don't identify with them. Can you hear the difference? Because even though the words sound similar, the experience is huge. The difference is huge. Okay, we're going to come back to this. I'm just making the point now. But there's a difference between identifying our delusions and identifying with our delusions. So here's an example from the book. There's a big difference in thinking anger is arising in my mind, or thinking I am angry. I am angry, right? It's like really strongly identifying with that delusion. So in order to be able to reduce and abandon our delusions, we need to be able to identify them, but we need to have some space from them. Realize we have delusions, but delusions are not ourself. Therefore, we can destroy our delusions without destroying ourself. In fact, if we destroy our delusions, we become a very happy self, which is what we want. Okay. So we need to learn. So identifying our delusions, so we need to recognize them, identify them,